Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You say rich, authentic, life-enriching, heart-shaping relationships are formed and nurtured within the community of faith, not outside of it. The encouragement and challenge for those who are disgruntled, frustrated, bewildered, or just plain ticked off at what's happening within God's church today is to stick around and do something about your frustration. Love God more deeply by loving His people more graciously. Few things are as difficult. Say more about that.
Well, you know, it is very, very difficult. And I don't want to, you know, come on your radio show and say that I'm an expert at it, because it's very tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you talk about going into the Department of Motor Vehicles, when you sit there, you can kind of sit there and look around and you see all walks of life. You see the white collar businessman, you see the blue collar factory worker, you see the soccer mom, you see every cross section of life is brought down to a level playing field at the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
The intriguing thing about that is that that's what the church ought to look like and does look like.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is that we often surround ourselves with people who look a whole lot like the person staring back at us in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
We surround ourselves with people who think like us and read the same authors we read and vote the same way we do and listen to the same things on our iPod. And so if you don't look like me or you don't vote like me, then, you know, I don't really want to engage in any kind of meaningful dialogue or any kind of intentional community. And honestly, Bill, I think that grieves the heart of God.
Oh, I know it does. I'm sure.
Yeah.
And what about when you're disappointed in the pastor's sermons, or you're so critical of the music, or stuff bugs you, and you find
pastor
yourself.
Pastor's sermons are easy targets, though. So,
oh, of course they are. Of course they are. But you know, some people find fault like there's a reward for it.
Yeah.
I mean, they search it out.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where I would say, you know, when the quote that you referenced there. I think that's the challenge, you know. You're not going to find the perfect church environment. It's not there because it's made up of a whole bunch of messy, broken-down people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, participate, bring your mess into the mess, and let's work on loving each other well, serving each other well, and encouraging one another. All those things that the one another passages in the New Testament challenge us to do, those aren't suggestions. Those are challenges for the Christ follower.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.